Welcome to the first ever of this ARC Cast podcast that I made by myself. But yeah, I literally wanted to make my first ever podcast, but like, yes, I am definitely need to put this out on the story real quick. Come on, if I can put it on it on my Instagram story real quick. Before we get to today's topic, yes, I wrote out today's topic according to, you know, this. We're going to talk about what is AR cast. Then we're going to talk about the NFL Conference Championship game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, alongside with the Philadelphia Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Then we got some coaches hiring throughout the NFL world. And of course, NBA trade rumors that's going on in the NBA world. I know I'm sloppy, but first I'm very sloppy. I am very sloppy. So yeah, I might have to redo that Instagram story real quick. Then I gotta do the Snapchat story real quick. I already got the Instagram story. Now I just need to do the Snapchat. So, before we're gonna do the Snapchat story, I will have to talk about what is ARCast. I have no idea. If you don't know what ARCast is, you probably would even try to hear this, but you know. Put the Snapchat out. Okay, back to the podcast now. Back to the podcast. Alright, people. We are going back to the podcast. So, let's get this straight with the podcast. So, what is ARCast? So, I'm definitely going to be saying this. ARCast will definitely be mainly me that's hosting this. Next, I might going to get some co-host, which is going to be my friends. So, my friends are going to be a co-host. I picked them up because I actually knew them. Throughout my college career over here at UNLV, I would definitely say, normally I'm going to say Rennell, if I can able to reach out to her, then that's number one. Then am I going to get Jordan and David to be involved with this AR cast too, because I've been doing them for 2 years now. It's been 2 years since I knew them. Like, I know they're going to be something like that, but anyway, that's what we're going to be seeing off of this, but yes. Yep, that is what I'm just saying out of it on my own terms of, you know, that. But yeah, if anyone wants to drop in some supers, yeah, I will definitely read it too. Also, I will definitely read your super chats, people, if you ever to drop something. Like, you know, if you ever drop a super chat, I will definitely read it on the screen if you wanted to. But you can. I'm not judging. So far, it's dead air. Dead air is basically the main star of the show. Normally, I'm supposed to be the main star of the show, alongside one of my friends. But I need to reach out to them too. So, if I'm able to reach out to my friends, then I will definitely be able to go to their place to do the podcast. I think it might be better if I do it at their place, at the podcast, so we can actually discuss everything. So, yeah. I am definitely be that type of douche canoosh that wants to do that. But yeah, I would definitely be doing that because, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be fun doing that, but like, okay, enough with the gibberish because we're like 10 minutes into this, whatever this is. Let's go to the main shit of this. Of whatever this is. Let's go to the main event that I was supposed to be talking about. So, the main event that I'm technically was supposed to talk about is the first. We already did the AR cast. So, now let's shift in. Okay, what I'm getting confused is what I should say. We should shift ourselves into the championship games. Okay, so let's hop on to the championship game. Let's like, well, trying to get laid. Squishmallow knows something because I'm slacking off. So, championship game. Let's hop on to the championship game. So first, we're going to do the NFC championship game because that's going to be played around 12 p.m. Pacific time, which is 3 Eastern, between the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Divisional recap between these two teams. The Washington Commanders had beaten the Detroit Lions on a stunning upset over their fourth field. And the Philadelphia Eagles beat my Rams. And I was just picky about that game. I streamed it in a hotel room, which I don't know why, with my parents when they were literally asleep. And I just streamed it out of the blue. Don't know why, but I did it anyway. So, my pick with this, like, I'm going to be honest, like, the Washington Commanders, they have a fantastic season that they even had. That's what I've been noticing about the Commies. It's just the fact that the Commies are very good with Jaden Daniels, but with Jaden Daniels, I don't know how their defense going to be doing because their defense was very, 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 very sussy throughout the years. Well, even though they can finish it all, but like, it's Jaden Daniels. He's the real deal with Washington. And also, Dan Snyder's gone with, thank God almighty, Washington fans don't necessarily need to deal with that stupid cancer, but you know, yeah. So technically, if I had to look at their stats right now throughout the entire season, let me check. Washington is 7th in offense, 13th in defense, 17th in passing, and 3rd at rushing. Then the Eagles. Then here comes the Philadelphia Eagles with 8th in offense, 1st in defense, which technically they have the best defense in the entire league so far. 29th in passing, and they're 2nd in rushing because of Saquon Barkley. But however, the Philadelphia Eagles, they are literally a juggernaut throughout the entire season, going 14-3, winning the NFC East. One of the three losses is Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and the Commies. The second meeting. So now this is going to be the third meeting throughout this damn thing. So, the Eagles, they got Jalen Hurts, who can run the ball, but I don't know about passing, but he more likely to run. Then they got Saquon, who's the real deal. He's the real MVP of whatever this game, whatever he wants to do. Then you got A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and all sorts of stuff. And like, to be fair, about this game that I'm going to be calling this on Sunday. For my pick on this game, I'm definitely going with the Philadelphia Eagles. I know the fact that both Jordan and David are going to be so happy about me. Because, you know, I got the pick. I would just need to upload it real quick. I just got the pick. Hold up. I'll find the pick real quick. I do have it right here on the files. Gotta center it. You gotta fully center it too. No. There we go. So, my pick on the NFC Championship game that I'm going to be calling on Sunday. You know what I'm going to be seeing? I am going to see this. The Eagles are going to beat the Commies. I mean, it's going to be a close matchup, but I think the Eagles will definitely be doing it. I know Jaden Daniels clutch and all of that, but Can the Washington defense could stop Saquon Barkley? But I could literally easily gonna see this insufferable. My future co-host, who's definitely gonna be an Eagles fan, I'm definitely gonna be streaming there for the Super Bowl if I can ask them. But anyway, that's just normally that. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, you know, that pissed, very pissed. I'm with 5 and Scooter, and also 3. That's my pick for the NFC Championship game. But now, let's step away from the NFC side and go to the AFC. Because now we're going to go to the AFC Championship game. And what is the AFC Championship game? Okay, we got a rematch throughout from the regular season between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. The last time the Buffalo Bills played the Kansas City Chiefs was at home at Buffalo, and they beat them with Josh Allen. And if I remember, the final score was, it was week 11. And it was here. It was 30-21. With Buffalo having like 366 yards of offense, with KC with 259. Josh Allen is the man. He is a legit MVP caliber dude. And all of a sudden, you got Patrick Mahomes, who's doing Patrick Mahomes things. I don't care if he has receivers or not, but he's going to finish up doing the work. The Buffalo Bills, they beat the Baltimore Ravens at home during the divisional game because Mark Andrews somehow did this with a two-point conversion. Just dropped it. He literally dropped it on the two-point conversion. But that's just Mark Andrews. The Baltimore Ravens always beat themselves throughout that entire game. I thought Buffalo looked like legit beatable against the Ravens. That could be their biggest weakness, but nope. Classic Lamar in the playoffs. But however, let's shift into the Kansas City side. They beat the Houston Texans 23-14 with the help of the refs, because the Texans defense did dominate the Chiefs. This is a bad part is that the refs are always helping them, making the game rigged. Is manipulating, so people thought it's gonna be scripted for the Chiefs to win that thing, but no, it's manipulating. Difference between manipulating and scripted. See, I told you, there's a difference about that. So, the difference is, what I'm gonna be seeing is the fact is gonna be Kansas City Chiefs would beat the beat the Buffalo Bills, and this is gonna be a 3:30 Pacific time on CBS. You think that's gonna be happening? But hell no, not with Josh Allen doing MVP stuff. And I'm sorry to throw Squishmallow on the screen, But hell fucking no. Josh Allen, he's going to be clutch against the Chiefs defense yet again. He's going to do it again. And this time, Josh Allen will get the last laugh, preventing us from having the 3-peat. Yeah, preventing us from having a 3-peat. So, main issue is that the Buffalo Bills would definitely be the one that's taking care of business at Arrowhead. Because they last time they played that at Arrowhead, they beat them because Kadarius Toney was offside. So, Buffalo Bill fans, I'm with you on this one this time. Don't let the world down. Don't let the rest of America down, because we do not want to see a 3-peat going on in this league. So, getting back to the conference championship game, both AFC and NFC, for the NFC championship game, recapping, I have the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Washington Commanders. Then for the AFC championship game, I have the Buffalo Bills beating the Kansas City Chiefs. So, that's going to be the Super Bowl that I might be looking forward to, because you know, that could be the matchup that I could most likely to see. But other people might disagree with me, and they're thinking it's going to be Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl, or is it going to be Commanders-Bills? Unless you want Commanders-Chiefs with all the marbles, but America wants to be healed, and it's kind of healed. The only difference is you're going to deal with Eagles. You're going to deal with Jordan and David becoming insufferable at Broad Street if they win against Buffalo in the Super Bowl, gaining their second Super Bowl in franchise history. But what did I know? Like, what do I know? But anyway, that's just what I'm gonna be saying. That's what I'm just normally gonna be saying. It's just that, because you know. So, on to the next topic. During the entire thing, I will make sure to be kind of professional wise. Unless you're gonna drop some super chats so I can actually read you guys. But like me and Squishmallow right here, we got a 50. We're definitely hugging it. Same thing with a hundo. We're hugging it. It's just that. So we got two topics off right there on the list. Now let's go to some NFL coaching hire. If I'm just going to put this right here. Sorry about that. So, with the NFL, let's get some NFL news right here. We're talking about some coaching hires. First, let's go to the Chicago Bears. So the Chicago Bears, they hired Ben Johnson off of the offensive coordinator from the Detroit Lions. Bears fans feel all the optimism that they really needed, because that's what they wanted. They wanted to see Caleb Williams could develop throughout the, you know, that. So, the Bears fans really want to see how Caleb Williams is going to be developing. So, it's really nice to see what Bears fans wanted to see. Maybe they could win the division. I don't know about winning the division again, but hope for the future if they wanted to do it. Maybe they can. But there's some other hirings that's going on today throughout the NFL world. We get the Dallas Cowboys is about to hire their offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, as their new head coach. Then we got the Raiders that actually hired Pete Carroll. I don't know about that one, because, you know, then the Jacksonville Jaguars that actually hired Liam Cohen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then Alan Glenn, who was the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, is going to the New York Jets. But New Orleans is still unable to get someone, unless they're going to get Kellen Moore. So the coaches that I wanted to start off, with the Chicago Bears. I want to start off with the Chicago Bears with Ben Johnson. So, hear me out. With Ben Johnson, they needed to get like someone. It's a great hire. They got an A minus for the Chicago Bears, according to Sportsnet. Some people think it's going to be A. Definitely say it's an A. So, yeah, they need to, like, develop their young franchise-caliber QB, which is Caleb Williams. Because I know he have a rough time because, you know, other than that, because of that Hail Mary from, you know, against Washington in Week 8 earlier this year. That's one reason. The other reason is the fact that whatchamacallit, during the Thanksgiving game against Detroit, fucking Eberflus doesn't know how to call a timeout. So, yeah, that's not going to be good. So this time, this could work out correctly for Ben Johnson instead of retread. Now let's go to the New York Jets with their hiring of Aaron Glenn. So Aaron Glenn, not bad as a defensive coordinator. Kind of like the Miko Ryans with a defensive-minded coach. Because the Jets are kind of more like that. Yeah. But the worst thing about the Jets is not their structure of a team. It's literally their fucking owner, Woody Johnson. This fucking asshole really can't even trade for Jerry Jeudy last offseason. Because of a Madden rating? The fuck you doing if you're an owner that's really cowardly, cannot trade for someone based on their Madden rating? A fucking Madden rating. Yeah. I mean, this could be a brilliant of a play call, an offensive architect is Ben Johnson, but he's untested to lead the locker room. Defensive coordinators tends to have a command and respect to the defensive play calling, but buys in from everyone and finds a unique way to motivate each player. But, you know, the lack of success from Woody Johnson right there. So now, let's go to another hire, which is a Mike Vrabel. And this is not bad, but, you know, he's a very good head coach, but is it worth it for, you know, the carousel for many coordinators? For the New England Patriots, I don't know. Maybe they're going to bring back Josh McDaniels as the OC again to help Drake May, their young franchise QB, but, you know. Plus, they have more cap space than Titans. Plus, the Titans already have the first overall pick. Which New England should have done it with Gerard Mayo, but he fucked it up against Buffalo in the final week. Okay, I remember. So, yep, I did say about Josh McDaniels coming back to New England as the OC. Okay, so now let's go back to, you know, coaches that's already been hired other than Vrabel and Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. Let's talk about Jacksonville with Liam Cohen, from the offensive coordinator from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, after that, they really just fired Trent Baalke, because that guy was so bad, like, that he literally just tried to do what he did in San Francisco when he was the GM, just tore them apart. Get Jim Harbaugh fired. You know, but Shaq Connor is ignorant. He just ignored and told everybody about all their hosts. Oh, they want to coach for the Jaguars, that they get rid of Trent Baalke. Which they did, eventually. It takes them 3 weeks after they fired Doug Peterson. But anyway, this is what they wanted to do. I don't know. It's this. But the only bright side about this team is still Trevor Lawrence. If you keep Trevor Lawrence healthy, Jacksonville, you might get a push for another playoff spot again. Just like last time. But unlike last time, don't fuck it up, like, you know. Then we got the today's news about Pete Carroll with the Las Vegas Raiders. So Pete Carroll, he is the oldest. He makes history by being the oldest NFL coach in the NFL history at the age of 73. I mean, this is a question mark. This is weird to hire because he's old, but I don't know if he still got juice. Like, his time in Seattle, he made them into, like, going to the playoffs. Mainly with the Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson, and all that type of stuff. I mean, he did have a 7-10. That was the only losing season that he had. 7-9 on his first year, because it was a literal tank division that time. But, you know. Yeah, but the thing is, if Russell Wilson became a Raider in 2026, however, I don't know, because he's staying another year in Pittsburgh this year. You know, the ride never ends. I mean, this is the weirdest hiring that I ever seen this week, out of this offseason, so that one is there. But however, the Dallas Cowboys, they're definitely going to be hiring their offensive coordinator as the head coach, so that's basically it. Oh yeah, then I forgot about Ben Johnson. Like, Ben Johnson, he also bring his buddy, which is Antoine Rendell. He's coming to Chicago too, so that's another thing about that. But now let's go to the coordinator section. So, the 49ers bringing back their old face of Robert Saleh after he got fired by the Jets after that London game. Not surprising there, but, you know, supposed to be something like that. I don't know. They're going to be doing it so they can actually rebuild their defense. You know, he turned the 49ers when he was hired there as one of the top defensive teams. Top 12, at least. You know, next time he might be another time in a head coaching job. Not with the New York Jets, please. Not with the New York Jets. We already talked about Josh McDaniels on the Mike Vrabel section. Then the Bengals, they hired Al Golden for the defensive coordinator because, you know, he was there. A linebacker coach for when they were, I don't know, when they still suck, but I think that they could improve their defense, they could make it back to the playoffs, but that's just me on my part about Cincy. I'm not too harsh on the Bengals, but like, if the Bengals manage to do something out of their own something like that, maybe they could do that. I don't know. I don't know. They need to fix their defense. Colts, they hired their defensive coordinator, which is Lou Lou Amarumo. I don't know. They kind of look pathetic because they're keeping Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard, so they can develop Anthony Richardson, which technically he might be a bust because of his inconsistency and knowing how to throw a football. That's my main concern about Anthony Richardson. Does the man know how to throw a football? That's my thing. You just hired a guy to try to, because he's a project QB in the 2023 draft, and he literally just sucked. But here, they can make, but the Colts, however, in the offseason, they can actually get a potential QB target during the offseason, but who's going to be? Daniel Jones? Jimmy Garoppolo? But anyway, let's go to the Atlanta Falcons with Jeff Ulbrich. Not bad for Atlanta's defense, but if Atlanta defense can actually do something with Raheem Morris as their head coach, but like if they could win the division next year, maybe fix that defense and you know. Maybe if they could actually do something with the Falcons. Yeah, and make sure they not blow it. So yeah, that's basically all of this for the coaching hiring. That's basically it. But now we're gonna just, you know, gotta think about, like, you know, which is the best hiring, which is the worst hiring. I don't know. We cannot tell until, I don't know, past the 2025 NFL draft. I don't know. Like, we need to see more. We need to see more of these types of hiring. So, types of hiring. I want to add another thing with that. It's just like, once you hired a coach, you're supposed to look at him thinking like, is he going to lead the team? Is he the man? Is he the man to go over the hump? Does he have respect of the players' locker room? All sorts of that. You trust this guy. You trust this guy to lead the team to glory. If this dude suck, get the fuck out of the team. Get the fuck out of here. You are just pathetic as fuck. Don't come back to this damn team. Boom. It's that simple. But as hiring is just, it's like scouting. It's like scouting for a bit. That's just like my impression of like how scouting works in the NFL or the NBA or MLB or NHL or MLS or whatever. It's scouting, which is very important too. So that was my take on scouting. So I might have to take a little break right here, so bear with me. We're going to do that 10-second countdown, and I'm about to, you know, do that.
Culture is actually damn good.
I'm calling both games!
It's past your bedtime.
All in my ass.
Yeah, I always do this throughout the games. Gotta get Squishmallow consistently. How about we don't move the thing and move Squishmallow to the right direction? Because I'm actually gonna pour something and I'm about to eat dinner too. So don't get at me with this. Okay, I am back at it again. I was actually going back right there. No, I did not use the bathroom. So if anyone noticed what the hell happened with me, I was actually cooking my ramen, my Merchan. So people can actually notice I actually do eat Merchan. So anyway, I'm not going to be eating Merchan. I'll probably eat it after the show, but we got something else that's going on in this scenario. It's called the NBA trade rumors. Well, sometimes you're going to have chances. I'm actually going to be looking at some trades that's going to be all over this. Okay, so there's some trade rumors that's going on, and mainly with the star of the trade rumors, it's going to be Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is the main guy. I know Zach LaVine's involved with this, but you know. But I think he might be staying with the Bulls. Don't know why, but the Lakers, I don't know what they're going to be doing. But I'll just look at the latest that's going on today. So, I mean, there's going to be talks about the Jimmy Butler situation that's going to be traded to Miami. There's going to be teams that's going to get Jimmy Butler. And the teams that could get Jimmy Butler, Suns, that might be happening. Mainly with, you know, trading with Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's involved with the trade rumors that's going on. I don't know if these trade rumors are going to be true or not, but what is the risk for these teams? Lonzo Ball might be traded soon. It's just like there's going to be a lot of rumors that's going on, that's going to be circling around. The Grizzlies might have a talk with Jimmy Butler trade, but I want to go straight to the Jimmy Butler trade. The trade rumors that's going on. Because right now, there's 7 landing spots. The Lakers are involved with this too. Wizards, Pistons. But if the Lakers are going to be doing it, they got to trade away Jared Vanderbilt, which I don't want. I kind of don't want him to go away, but we need depth. But like, that's going to be another super team. But like, there's risk of super teams. So that's my main concern with that. Is having super teams. And super teams are basically very low, very high risk. But there's going to be any other rumors. It's not just Jimmy Butler, but we need to look at some NBA news. But the Suns are basically getting that. Bradley Beal, he's going to be traded soon. I don't know where he's going to be. Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks is a possibility for Bradley Beal. Oklahoma City, OKC is another one. Miami. Because he kind of did struggle. Remember the Bradley Beal trade with Washington? I mean, right now the Suns, they don't have their first round pick this year, because they traded for KD with the Nets. I mean, these might be the two biggest trades for this for the deadline. Any others could be like minor signings. I know last year we didn't do anything for the Lakers to do anything, but if the Lakers are trying to do it, like trying to get some more on depth instead of getting a potential dude. What if we have no bench? Then that's going to be a major problem. De'Aaron Fox could be a guy. There's like 70 players broken for 11 tiers, so he might be getting traded soon because Sacramento is just a bum. Even though they fired that guy, Mike Brown, who was coach of the year a few years ago, that got fired. Then Zion Williamson, he could be traded to somewhere else as well, as well as Brandon Ingram. I mean, Lonzo, okay, there's a lot more players. DeAndre Ayton, he wants to get the hell out of Portland, potentially. Clay Claxton, he wants to get the fuck out of Brooklyn. Nikola Vucevic, he wants to get out of fuck out of Chicago. Robert Williams the third, he wants to get the fuck out of Portland. Valanciunas just wanted to get the fuck out of the Wizards because they fucking suck. Then we got all these people. Jeremiah Grant, Kyle Kuzma, who wants to get the fuck out of Washington because they fucking suck. There's so many people. Jordan Poole wants to get the fuck out of Washington too. I mean, we traded D'Angelo Russell to the Nets before, you know. That. Before the trade line. Who else? There's a lot more people. Julius Randle is not doing great with the with the Timberwolves ever since that Karl Anthony Towns trade. CJ McCollum, he wants to get out of Portland. He wants to get the hell out of New Orleans. Marcus Smart, he's very unhappy. Plus, he hadn't been staying healthy too, so. Dennis Schroeder, then Josh Giddey. There's so many people. But the main people I'm actually looking at is is tier one, Jimmy Butler, DeAndre Fox, and Brandon Ingram, Zion, Zach LaVine, and Bradley Beal. Those are the six people that I really am looking forward to on which of these people are going to be landing to their new team soon, before February 6th, which is the trade deadline. Yeah, there are rumors about the Grizzlies talking about Jimmy Butler, but is it worth the pick? Worth the trade, Grizzlies? You know, you can't be doing anything, so. My guess is going to be the Suns. Might be the Suns for Jimmy Butler. So, yeah, that's my pick for the prediction for that thingy. Jimmy Butler might get him. Yeah, for me, I'm definitely saying Jimmy Butler will end up going to the Phoenix Suns. That's basically it, because there's nothing else to recognize with this. There's going to be like six people for the... There's only six people that's going to be doing something in the trade deadline. Yeah, I'm actually looking at this. Pistons is one. The Suns is another one. Then we got the... There's like a bunch of different mockery trades that's going on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have nothing else for this topic on the trade deadline. Yeah, I have nothing else to talk about in the trade deadline situation, because I actually looked at it. Doesn't look that needy, but I got something else. I got some other topics to talk about sooner or later, but I will definitely be streaming on Sunday. I just need to work on all the other Rams Fan Bizarre reaction videos, as well as the greatest moments videos that that's long overdue, because I hadn't been doing it for so long, but I really do need it to do something. Can't just stick around and sit in the corner all the time on YouTube thinking, what should I do next? I don't know, maybe do something crazy, maybe do something stupid, I don't know. It's just the very first episode of ARcast, which is very, very interesting. As you know, first time doing a podcast on YouTube, Twitch, and Kick for some reason. But yeah, this is my first time doing it. Feel proud and amazing because, you know, that maybe more people might tune in, as well as me getting a co-host. I think, like, right now, this is phase one. This is phase one of ARC. Not, I don't want to say it's too good or too, it's not fancy and all. We're just getting started with phase one. Phase two might get like a co-host. If this get more popularity, maybe phase two might be doing better than phase one. But yeah, I gotta do all these other stuff. Greatest moments, memes, eating this, Mara Chan, streaming on Sunday for the championship games, both AFC and NFC, and all the other stuff. But yeah, folks, it's been a right time to end this stream. The right time to end this stream because I got nothing else to talk about. We already covered our topics with the what is ARcast, AFC and NFC championship game. That's another one. Then we also got the coaching hirings and, of course, the NBA trade rumors. So folks, I got a bunch of Rams fans bizarre reaction videos coming out soon. That's long overdue. Then we got the greatest moments of videos. That's also late. Then everything comes in late. Then I'm also going to be streaming on Sunday. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.